Welcome to D&B College. Today we're rebuilding a chopped vinyl texture with an automation-first workflow in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the way a real drum and bass producer would actually use it, as a supporting layer that adds tension, history, and motion without muddying the drop. Think about those classic jungle intros, darker rollers, halftime openers, and those moody D&B sections where the track feels like it's coming out of a worn old dubplate. That texture is never just there for decoration. It's doing real arrangement work. It helps hide edits, builds anticipation, fills space without stealing focus, and makes the drop hit harder because the music has something to tear away from. The big idea here is simple. Don't start with the effect. Start with the right source. Pick a short audio fragment inside Ableton. That could be a dusty drum loop, a vinyl phrase, a spoken cut, a chord stab, or even a break with a bit of room tone. You want something with mid-range detail and imperfect transients. Nothing too sub-heavy, nothing too busy. A simple one-bar or two-bar loop is often the best choice because it survives chopping and automation without turning into clutter. Import it onto an audio track and warp it so it locks to your project tempo. If the sample is already clean, that's fine. We're going to degrade it deliberately. But if the source is too dense, you'll be fighting mud the whole way through. Now, instead of reaching for simpler straight away, keep it on audio first if you can. That gives you more control over the raw clip before you commit to resampling. Use warp markers and clip gain to line up the strongest transients, then create the chopped feel by building gaps, repeats, and slight offsets between hits. A very effective starting move is to build a two-bar phrase with some 1/8 and 1/16 interruptions. Let the first beat stay a little more open. Chop out part of beat 2 or beat 4. Add a small repeat before a snare return. Maybe let one or two slices drag just a touch late. That's where the vinyl feel really starts to appear. Not from distortion alone, but from a rhythm that feels slightly unstable, like playback on a worn record. What to listen for here is whether the source still reads after it's chopped. You want enough mid-range information that the texture remains identifiable even when filtered later. And you want to avoid any big low-end content that could fight your kick and bass once the full arrangement comes in. From there, build a simple stock device chain in Ableton. Keep it practical. Start with auto filter, then saturator, then redux or vinyl distortion, then EQ8, and if needed a compressor or glue compressor at the end. Auto filter is where the movement starts. If the source is too bright, low pass it somewhere around 7 to 10kHz. If you want it to feel more like a mid-range relic, use a bandpass shape. In darker D&B, a moving cutoff can be incredibly effective. Try letting it travel somewhere between 1.5kHz and 6kHz across the phrase. That can make the texture feel like it's being physically manipulated, not just processed. Then hit it with a controlled amount of saturator. You're not trying to destroy it. You're trying to give it density. Something like 1 to 5 dB of drive is usually enough. Soft clip can help keep it solid without nasty spikes. Just make sure the output is compensated so the automation feels like movement, not just a volume jump. After that, use redux or vinyl distortion very carefully. A little bit goes a long way. You want edge, dust, and age, not digital collapse. Bit reduction can roughen the transient edges nicely, and a subtle vinyl distortion pass can give you that worn, unstable quality without turning the whole thing into fizz. Finish with EQ8 and carve space for the rest of the track. High pass the texture somewhere around 120 to 250hz depending on the source. If it's harsh, notch a little around 2.5 to 5kHz. If you need the record character to read on smaller systems, a gentle lift somewhere around 800hz to 1.5kHz can help. Why this works in D&B is because the low end has to stay brutally clear. Your kick and bass need room to breathe, and a chopped vinyl layer only helps if it lives in the mid-range and supports the groove instead of blurring it. In other words, the texture should feel aged and alive, but it should never threaten the foundation. Now we get to the real heart of the lesson, automation. This is not a set and forget effect chain. In this approach, automation is the performance. You want the texture to move like a player inside the arrangement. Automate the filter cutoff first. Then, if needed, automate track volume, saturation amount, panning, or a touch of reverb send on certain chops. A really strong D&B move is to let the first four bars stay narrow and filtered. Open things up in bars 5 to 8, and then make the last phrase more degraded and unstable before it collapses into the drop. That gives you arrangement-level movement without needing a huge stack of samples. For example, you might keep the cutoff around 1.5 to 3kHz at the start, open it toward 5 to 7kHz later on, and add a little more crunch near the end. Then, right before the impact, thin it out hard or cut it clean. What to listen for is whether the texture is speaking in phrases or just looping. If the automation feels too busy, it stops sounding intentional. In DNB, this kind of layer usually works best when it follows the same 4-bar or 8-bar logic as the rest of the arrangement. At this point, make a creative decision about timing. Do you want the texture tight and surgical, or looser and more humanized? If you keep it tight, quantize the clip, lock the chops to the grid, and let the automation do the movement. That's usually the best choice for modern rollers, Euro intros, and heavier mixes where the drums need total authority. If you want more character, nudge a few chops slightly late. Let a couple of slices drag by maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds. That can give you a really convincing worn record feel, especially in jungle-flavored or dubby sections. Just don't overdo it. Too much drift and the snare stops feeling solid. This is one of those spots where less can be more. A few unstable moments often feel darker than a constantly crushed sound. Slight unpredictability can be much more effective than brute force. If you want to push the atmosphere further, duplicate the track or resample the first pass and build a second layer that's more haunted. Use autofilter, then echo, then a bit of grain delay or hybrid reverb-style smear, then a Q8. This layer is not about rhythmic clarity. It's about ghost trail and depth. Keep the echo short and the feedback low. You want it to bloom behind the main texture, not turn into a mess. Filter the repeats so they sit behind the main chops. Then trim the low end and the harsh upper mid so this layer stays out of the kick and snares way. That kind of second layer is amazing for pre-drop tension or breakdowns, especially when you want the air around the drums to feel unstable without losing the groove. Now, and this is important, check the texture in context immediately. Solo can lie to you. Put the chucked vinyl bed against the kick, snare, and bass as soon as it's even halfway working. Listen carefully. Does the snare still punch through? Does the kick feel smaller because of too much mid-range clutter? Is the bass losing definition around the low mids? Is the texture adding motion without stealing groove? If the snare starts disappearing, reduce the texture around 1 to 4 kHz or simply remove the chop that lands right on the snare transient. If the kick feels buried, high pass harder or pull the texture down a bit. If the bass gets muddy, look first around 150 to 400 Hz. What to listen for here is whether the layer feels almost too understated on its own. That's often a good sign. In context, the track suddenly feels more expensive, more arranged, more real. Now use that texture as a transition tool. A classic DNB move is to let it become more filtered and degraded over the final 2 bars before the drop, then cut it completely on the downbeat of the drop. That contrast makes the impact feel wider and heavier. You can also print a reverse version of the process chop, flip it, and place it into the last half bar before the drop. That gives you a nice sucked-back pull-in without needing a huge riser. Another good habit is to think in phrases, not just sound design. Maybe the first 8 bars are sparse and filtered. Then the bass teaser comes in. Then the texture gets more unstable over the last 2 bars. Then it disappears. That disappearance is part of the arrangement. It creates space, and space is what makes the drop feel big. If the texture still feels like it's too present, print it to audio. Commit. That's a very smart move in an advanced Ableton workflow, because it stops endless micro-tweaking and forces the groove to become a decision instead of a draft. Once you print it, do a final arrangement pass. Mute or thin it during busy fills. Bring it back in the gaps. Change the automation shape a little in the second drop so it doesn't feel copied. If the track needs to be DJ-friendly, keep the outro cleaner so it can blend out well. And for heavier DNB, here's a really useful mindset: build contrast before you build distortion. A slightly filtered, intermittently missing chop can feel much darker than a sound that's constantly smashed. Use one band limited layer for rhythmic identity and, if you want, a separate degraded layer for atmosphere. That separation keeps the groove readable while still giving you all that haunted, worn texture. Let's wrap this up clearly. A strong chopped vinyl texture in DNB is not about making noise. It's about shaping tension with automation, filter movement, controlled degradation, and smart placement. Keep the source simple. Keep the low end out. Make the automation do the phrasing. Decide whether the timing should be locked or loose based on the track's identity. And always check it with drums and bass, not just in solo. If it feels like an intentional layer that breathes with the arrangement, supports the groove, and makes the drop hit harder, you've got it. Now I want you to try the exercise. Build that 8-bar chopped vinyl transition bed with just one source, no more than 3 stock devices, and only 2 main automation moves. Keep everything above roughly 120 Hz. Make the first four bars restrained. Make the last four bars more degraded and tense. Then cut it cleanly into the drop. And if you want the full challenge, print one version to audio and make a 16-bar pass with a clear intro state, a clear pre-drop state, and a regal collapse at the end. Do that, and you're not just adding a lo-fi effect, you're building a proper DNB arrangement tool.